Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Pretty interesting stuff coming out of Jeremy Fowler's Week 14 latest buzz column. He did have some stuff about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. That's not even the most interesting thing about the Browns, as under his Fowler notes, because it's his notes.
That's his notes.
Yeah.
Nobody else's
notes. It'd
be
weird if it was just like, it's a Jeremy Fowler piece and it was like Bill Barnwell's notes. That'd be weird.
ESPN sometimes does that.
It's weird that we would then put Fowler's notes under something written by Jeremy Fowler. That's neither here nor there. But he says, Kevin Stefanski's future comes up often in my conversations with people in the league due to the Browns' record over the past two seasons. Another reason his name comes up, several executives I've spoken to believe he'd be a prime candidate for a head coaching job elsewhere should Cleveland move on after the season. Quote, he's a good coach, experienced, two-time coach of the year, Cleveland is hard. It's a hard place to win, an AFC executive said. You might need a fresh start somewhere. And then it kind of goes on there, and said, but two jobs currently open, the Giants and Titans, could use a mix of offensive acumen and experience, a mold that Stefanski fits. I think it would be really ridiculous if in the NFL, Mike Vrabel, who I always have thought is one of the five best coaches in the NFL, if he had to wait a year, and then Kevin Stefanski gets fired and immediately gets a new job.
Well, Vrabel was waiting for the right opportunity, though, right? I mean, that was...
I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I just remember he didn't get a lot of interviews after getting let go, and I remember I thought that was ridiculous.
My perception of it was always he looked around and thought, oh, this isn't... you only get one other crack at this. I don't want this to be my opportunity. And there is a situation here where Stefanski could have that same thinking, right? Like, because if you're Stefanski, you only get... You're going to have one more chance. More likely than not, you're going to have one more chance. Now, if I was Stefanski, I would take it any chance that's basically offered. But you're only having one more chance. And so if you feel like, I think the Giants, if he landed there, that'd be a great fit for Stefanski, all things considered. I think you go to the Titans, and then Stefanski is not a coach after two seasons, potentially even one season, and then he's a lifelong offensive coordinator.
So, all right, this is a tough one. I do think, listen, I don't think Kevin Stefanski should be the coach that gets fired And then just automatically walks into another job. I think that's insane. There's like good offensive coach. Look at the offensive stats and tell me how good he is. Right, just in terms of that side of the ball.
Right, but the advantage he has right now is that there aren't a bunch of really good head coaches out
so
there.
So that's what I was actually going to say is I think this offseason is going to scare some owners into doing something they wouldn't normally do. Just because Vrabel's off the board, Belichick's not off the board, but he's off the board. Pete Carroll's off the board. Ben Johnson's off the board. Like the guys that last year we'd kind of spent a couple years accumulating a number of candidates that everybody got basically normalized. Well, then they all got jobs, and so I do think that's going to complicate it, and it might to the benefit of Kevin Stefanski.
I mean, think about it. When we've talked about guys replacing Stefanski, Mike McCarthy's a hot name.
Yeah.
You're talking yourself into McCarthy. Oh, he wins 12 games every year in Dallas. Like, when you were at that part of the conversation, and he seems like he is like the bell of the ball almost, that's how you know the cycle's down. And that's okay. That's fine. But Stefanski then could play to his advantage.
Well, and I think, and I'll be honest with you, I wonder if that is in the minds of Haslam and company. But like, okay, Kevin Stefanski wasn't on anyone else's radar when he got hired here. Like, the point is, and the thing that the Browns actually right. did right when they hired Kevin Stefanski. So if you've done it once with this cast of characters, you can do it again, is they didn't worry about the biggest name and, you know, the Hugh Jackson thing 2.0. They didn't go with, well, I want this specific. They just found the right guy for them at that point.
It's Liam Cohen in Jacksonville.
Yes.
You know, you just got to find the guy that isn't the hottest name, has zero experience, really, when we're talking head coaching, and then you go after it. But then you run the risk of having it completely just flame up.
Well, but isn't that every job?
For sure.
Like, I think that's the thing that, like, to me, like, if you said right now, would Stefanski be more successful in his next stop than this one without knowing the details, I'd probably say no.
Well, so, but it does depend, though, on what exactly they want out of this. Like, think about
Who's
it.
Who's they?
The Browns.
Oh, okay.
The Browns. Like, think about it. If you hire Mike McCarthy, the idea is there. The idea would be that you're not going to have a 3-win season.
Yeah.
You know, like that is off the table. You hire Mike McCarthy. I can't say
you're
much.
You're not going to win the Super Bowl.
You're not going to win the Super Bowl, but you're not going to have a 3 or 4 win season. It's not going to absolutely crash out and burn. He doesn't have that in his career ever. So, like, you have that. And if what they're going for is just stability and the idea that you get to threaten 7, 8, 9 win seasons for a couple years while then maybe lining up the guy after that head coach, then okay, maybe you go that route because you don't want to be the embarrassment. When you take a swing like you did with Stefanski, you take a swing with a coach that we're talking about that doesn't have the bona fides, there's an extremely high ceiling that could happen, but obviously there is 3-4 win seasons that could just as easily happen as well.
Now, Keith came in here to basically make sure we didn't miss this, and thankfully, and I'll give a little credit there, Mac had it first, as if it's like a huge report. No, but proud way, we busted his stones there for being a little absent-minded at the start of the show.
I only heard Keith say it, but I didn't hear you say it, Mac.
First Kendall, now this.
I didn't hear you say it.
You see why you should never back Peterlin?
I didn't hear you say it. I would love to give you credit. I didn't hear you say it.
Keith said what my first thought was when I saw this being out there, it's not an act.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Accident. And I don't think this is from the Brown side of things. This is very clearly Kemp Stefanski putting this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is a sign of two things. One, the writing might be on the wall for them. Or at the very least, there's credible fear now for the first time.
Yeah.
And two, it's a better safe than sorry. Let's put that out there just to gauge interest. And it kind of like, honestly, what happened with Mike Vrabel before Mike Vrabel got fired in Tennessee, where we heard that like 3 weeks out,
uh-huh.
and everybody just kind of quickly went, ah, they're not that dumb, and then they were that dumb.
Well, you got to get your ducks in a row, right? And this is also why I remind people that this time of the year, people like Jeremy Fowler constantly, they will outwardly show you who they talk to and who they get their sources from. You just have to pay attention. It's out there. And in this instance, it's like, all right, Fowler and Stefanski, they're in good graces. Next time I see a Fowler report, we link it up to Stefanski, and we kind of go from there. Like, they every year, we beat guys, all these people. They out them every single season. But within in this regard, I mean, if you're Stefanski, how do you possibly think you're escaping this?
Yeah.
There's no way. And I know everyone keeps going back to that idea of like, well, they're safe in the building, everyone in the building. Okay. I wouldn't believe Haslam why would you believe Haslam in this?
Well, and not just that, but I think there's a growing idea that maybe Kevin could use a sense of a change of scenery. I wouldn't put that off the table either.
Are we at the Tomlin stage of this, where in Pittsburgh the rhetoric now is it might be best for both parties and both parties? It's Andy Reid at the end of Philadelphia. I mean, where it seems like a separation might just be best for both parties.
I mean, if the idea is true, if the narrative out there is true, which is that Kevin Stefanski is consistently Oliver Twist and begging for more authority and more power. I can understand if Kevin says, I've got a good enough resume to maybe get a better job. And by better job, it's not even about the actual job itself, but certainly getting away from Haslam might be seen as a positive. But also, maybe I can go somewhere where I can actually have, not just say in my fate, but have control in my fate. Maybe he would look for the Shanahan where, hey, I'll come fix your offense. You give me the GM that I want to work with, and that's how this is going to go.
Well, it looks like Joe Shane's going to be fired in New York. That seems like that's the easiest conclusion.
Fired himself for that press conference.
My goodness. Way to just fall apart, right? He vomited all over the mic. I don't know what was going on there. So like, it seems like that would be an easy setup. If I'm Stefanski, I leave for the Giants. I don't leave for the Titans.
No, I would agree.
You can do what you're doing here with the Titans.
There's nothing
you're accomplishing there.
Do you believe in Cam Ward?
No, because if he did, they would have made a stronger push to try to trade for Cam Ward in the draft. They thought Tennessee locked it out, but it's not like we heard a bunch of different reports that people were lining up draft picks and assets to try to get Cam Ward.
Listen, I don't think Cam, in what he's done, what he did really well at Miami and what he's certainly done well and poorly in Tennessee, I don't think it lines up with what Kevin likes to do. Kevin likes the Kirk Cousins. He likes the
on-schedule
throws.
We do know that he loved Jackson Dart.
Yeah, well,
to a degree. Not enough to take him at number two overall.
Which is just the funniest thing in the world.
He went to Jackson Dart's pro day. They had Jackson Dart in on the actual trips that you could have people in.
All other meathead quarterbacks that say things they don't like, I hate. But this guy is my guy.
Baker Mayfield 2.0. Maybe he loves what he lost.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. When you find a good person, and then for whatever reason, you just weren't the right person that moment, they go off, you see them happy, and you're like, I just got to find a discount.
You get the team
discount
version.
Discount Angela.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And then some people end up, that's their whole life. Listen. Leave for the Giants. If the Giants offer you the job, Stefanski, you should leave and take that. I actually have a feeling that one would go in a positive way for your direction and your career. The Titans are a disaster.
I would wait for a better job.
I would wait for a better job.
If I'm Stefanski, I wait to see if Buffalo shakes out, depending on how that goes. I wait to see
Cincinnati, potentially.
I don't think Cincinnati is going to move off Zach Taylor.
I'm going to keep bringing him up in the equation.
But fair. I mean, honestly, I wait to see if Baltimore shakes open.
Oh, yeah, because Stefanski will do real well with a guy like Lamar.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's a better job than this one.
Yeah.
But I would wait, because here's the thing. I think there's probably going to be at least two more jobs that open up, not including Cleveland. So,
well, I don't think he's going to be in on those jobs, though. And again, that's a big question. It's like, well, who's replacing them? Are you really? I know that's tough, and I don't have a great answer for you immediately for who's Buffalo's big, great coach. But if I'm Buffalo, I'm shooting higher than Stefanski.
Oh, big, great coach. I heard something else. Kevin Stefanski in the Jeremy Fowler notes, apparently a bit of a topic around the league with people saying he could be a hot topic, a prime candidate for a head coaching job this cycle. My initial takeaway was Kevin Stefanski's people want this out there. What do you make of it? We got Chris Fedor in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.